It's been a little while since we've heard from New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen. We have him back now. And with yet another big hurricane in the news, this week's question for Randy is particularly timely. Our letter comes from Adolph Lopez in New Orleans, and we have him on the line now. Hello, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
Hi, Debbie.
I understand that Hurricane Katrina has posed a dilemma for you, Mr. Lopez. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, we were among the luckier victims of that hurricane. We did need to evacuate, but our home did pretty well. We were along the river area, Irish Channel, old part of town that didn't suffer a lot of damage. But we were gone for about a month, a little more than a month. We applied for FEMA money and got that. We applied for some insurance money for being out of the house. We got that. And when we got back, we saw we had some fence damage, some unusable for refrigerators, and some water damage on the apartment side. But our losses were not like what you saw on TV. I know insurance is going to cover some of it, but this is where the dilemma came in. When we got back, we were advised, you know, apply for whatever you can. And I applied for Red Cross relief. And when I did that, my wife was not happy about that. In fact, we were questioning whether we should even apply for FEMA or not, but thought, well, if the money goes to Iraq, perhaps we should get it instead. But when it came to Red Cross, it was a little different, maybe because of the nature of the organization. And she thought that it was not a good idea, that we haven't lost enough. And I thought, well, my wife is out of a job. I still have mine, but I'm not sure for how long. And the atmosphere is kind of charged and strange, and it's hard to think. Whether you deserve it or not. You feel guilty. In my gut, I kind of feel not sure whether I should have done it or not.
Randy, what do you think Adolph and his wife should do?
Well, it sounds as if they've done the minimum, of course, that everyone should do, which is that you have to apply for aid honestly. You have to be mindful of not harming others, and you have to rely on these funding organizations to scrutinize your application and apply rational standards for it. They have a sense of what their resources are and what the needs are that they're trying to meet, and it's up to them to set wise standards. But it's very difficult for an individual outside of those organizations to measure those things, and you must rely. And you must apply honestly and give them honest information so they can make those decisions. There's one flaw in this argument, though, that I should say, that this notion that that Mr. Lopez suggested, well, if we don't do it, if we don't apply for aid, the money will go to Iraq. That, of course, turns out not to be true.
Randy, do you think that the guilt that they're feeling is something that's a pretty normal response?
That's what I was feeling. I wanted to ask you, just even personally, where do you trust your gut on saying, well, I'll take this much, but no more, that the Red Cross is a nonprofit charitable organization that raises money on its own, and maybe that's where I draw the line.
This is different from your relation, all our relationships to FEMA. Insurance programs are meant to make us whole, and there's nothing. It's not charity to take money from FEMA, in my view, that we've decided as a society that when disasters strike, unpredictable things, we are going to help people cope with those disasters, and that you should feel no shame in that. That's what we want to do as a society. That's the kind of society we want to be, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
Adolph, what do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. To tell you the truth, the money has not come yet. Options include returning it entirely. I guess I'm trying to reduce things to the simplest form, because it's so difficult to decide things, because it's so complicated and strange feeling. I mean, I go from feeling okay to feeling depressed for a couple of days and trying to use my energies to help my friends who've lost so much or people around me, that the simplest thing I can do is say, do you need some food? Do you need a place to live? Do we need to clear out your house? It's the basis of which I'm going to answer these questions as to what to do with this money.
That seems entirely wise and honorable to me. And don't feel guilty.
Okay.
Thank you, Adolph. Adolph Lopez from New Orleans, thanks for writing to us.
You're welcome.
If you'd like to ask Randy a question, go to our website at npr.org. Click Contact Us, select Weekend, All Things Considered, and have at it. But be sure to put the word ethics in the subject line, and please give us a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Demi.